Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score in overtime, the Edmonton Oilers 5, the San Jose Sharks 4. Final shots on goal in this game were 52-32 in favor of the Edmontonians, including a 9-3 total in OT. It began in the first period with a very good effort by the Sharks. Tomas Hertl looked like he scored his 20th goal of the season, but a coach's challenge, the first of what we believe is a NHL record 4 challenges that were successful tonight, caused that goal to be disallowed for offside. Coming back by the Sharks at center. Nice move by Barabanov down the left. Gets by one defender, but he's pursued by another. Nugent Hopkins has to stop, has to throw it across the ice. The shot! Score! Tomas Hertl gets a brilliant feed from Alexander Barabanov, and the Sharks on that Hertl goal take the 1-0 lead at 1:14 of this game.
Upon video review, the play was deemed to be offside. Therefore, we have no goal.
But the Sharks, undaunted, would take the 1-0 lead at 5:50 of the first period. Alexander Barabanov, who fed the puck to Hertl for the goal that got disallowed, got the exact opposite and made it 1-0. Now they got the faceoff upcoming now, and it's dropped, controlled by the Sharks. They've been really good in the faceoff circle the last few games. A headman feed to Hertl. He rushes down the right, across the line, rips the shot on goal, save, rebound, score! The rebound goes to Alexander Barabanov. And so, a mirror image of what happened in the first couple of minutes. Hertl the first shot, the rebound in front, and Barabanov bangs it home to make it 1-0 San Jose.
That was a beautiful goal by Alexander Barabanov, assisted by Tomas Hertl and Marc-Edouard Vlasic at 5:48 of the first period. Number 15 on the season for Barabanov, 1-0 San Jose. The lead would last only a couple of minutes. At 7:08, it would be Nick Bjugstad getting his 16th of the year, third since being acquired by Edmonton from Fogel and from Janmark, to make it a 1-1 game. Sharks leading 1-0 on the goal by Alexander Barabanov at the 5:50 mark of this first period. That was after an apparent goal by Tomas Hertl was disallowed on a successful change. And now a giveaway, and the Oilers score! Just a little dump in for the Edmonton Oilers. Reimer misses the puck, and then it's fed out in front. Reimer out of position, and wide open side of the goal for the Edmonton Oilers was Nick Bjugstad, the kid that was acquired from Arizona, just standing in the right place, totally unguarded, and it's all even 1-1. Then a Zach Hyman goal got disallowed on a successful Sharks coach's challenge for goaltender interference. So that ended the first period, all tied up at one, but the Sharks were very much in the game. The second period has been one of the best periods for Edmonton, over 100 goals in the period alone this season, far and away the best in the league. And giving up goals early in the second has been one of the weak points of the Sharks all year. Both of those things happened when Kyler Yamamoto got his 16th of the year from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Connor McDavid just 30 seconds after the opening faceoff. And Ryan Nugent-Hopkins flips in. Kyler Yamamoto going into forecheck. That's a good job by the Sharks to get back there near side. LeBanc couldn't clear it, though. Kept in, and Ekholm shoots. Tipped, save. What a stop by Reimer. Rebound centered in front. They score. Reimer was swimming around. The Sharks couldn't get the rebound controlled, and the Oilers chopped it in. Yamamoto in front of the net looks like he might get credit for it. It kind of bounced. Yamamoto against Couture one-on-one, and the stick of Yamamoto in the right place at the right time. It's 2-1 Edmonton. But unlike a lot of other games, the Sharks refused to wilt. They kept on working. They stuck with the program, and at 8 minutes 32 seconds of the middle period, Stephen Lawrence would come up with a tying goal.
breaking warrants, trying to go through a player to get to that pass that was clearly intended for him off the boards by LeBanc.
Kulak, smart play by him for the Oilers, just interfered with him.
Here's a play tip to the middle. Lawrence has a breakaway, moving in, shooting it, score! The first save was made by Campbell, but Lawrence persevered, and he got a little piece of the rebound and knocked it home. Stephen Lawrence ties the game 2-2 at 8:32 of the second period.
Oh, that was a super, super play. It started back in the Shark zone. Matt Benning picking up the puck, clearing it up the middle, and Andrew Agazino in his first NHL game of the season tipping the puck with a redirect to Stephen Lawrence for that breakaway that I just described. So Agazino gets his first assist, and Matt Benning with the second assist gets the 100th career point of his NHL action in his hometown in front of family and friends in Edmonton. Stephen Lawrence is eighth at 8:32 from those two players, made it 2-2. Erik Karlsson was already putting on a show. One of the disallowed goals that he had could have been an assist. As it turned out, he had 2 points taken away from him, both on helpers. But in the goal-scoring department, he decided to take charge at 10:23 to put the Sharks in front. Moving right to left, back into the Shark zone. Hyman on the left wing stops, drops it back. Nurse the drive. That is blocked by Andreas Janssen. He really took one for the team there as he hobbles back toward the bench. Sharks back the other way. Wait, great play in front. Backhand shot. Score! Erik Karlsson off a beautiful feed from Fabian Zetterlin was all by himself in front. He went to the backhand and rammed it in for number 21 of the year. EK65 makes it 3-2 San Jose.
What a great goal by Erik Karlsson from Zetterlin and Couture at 10:23 of the second. 3-2 Sharks. But Matthias Ekholm would come in, and this is one James Reimer probably would like to have back. He makes the move to his backhand and backhands home his seventh of the season from Draisaitl and from Bouchard at 11:48 to tie the game again 3-3. So more contributions from different players on the Oilers. This time Ekholm had the score tied 3-3. But Erik Karlsson was totally undaunted, and he found himself wide open in front of the net. Got a perfect pass from Alexander Barabanov, and at 14:23 of the second period, the Sharks had the lead again. Kaut on the right wing side leads it out. Here's Barabanov on the right wing protecting. Across the line, back for Kaut, moving into the right circle. Centering play in front, intended for Vlasic, blocked. Barabanov recovered it, put it to the slot. Karlsson shoots. He scores! Second goal of the game for Erik Karlsson. The Sharks are up 4-3.
Oh my.
What a great goal by Karlsson. He was all by himself, went to the backhand, scored his second goal of the game, 22nd of the year. Barabanov and Martin Kaut assisted, and the second period ended with a 4-3 Sharks lead in spite of the fact that Edmonton outshot the Sharks 17-8 in the middle period. In the third, Edmonton came right out and tried to tie the game with that confident offense they had. The leading scorer in the league, Connor McDavid, would end up getting an outstanding chance. He stick handles through traffic. He's almost out of the zone, and then he gave it away, and it's a breakaway for McDavid. He's in by himself. He goes, he dinks, he shoots, and it's off, I think, the crossbar, as it did not go into the net. That would have been a devastating giveaway by Tomas Hertl, but McDavid did not put it in.
Oh, as I said, the heart rates of both James Reimer and Tomas Hertl must have been at 200-plus at that exact moment, but McDavid's breakaway stayed out of the net. Matthias Ekholm would come back with 3 minutes and 47 seconds left in the third to tie the game with his second goal of the game, eighth of the season. McDavid and Draisaitl would get their second assist each, and we were going into overtime. Draisaitl gets it back on the right wing, moves into the Shark zone, stops, throws it back. McDavid dishes off left circle, an attempt to slap shot, score! That's Matthias Ekholm, of all people, getting his second goal of the game. And that ties the game 4-4 with 3:47 to go. Very late in the third period, Draisaitl had a chance to win it, and James Reimer would be there. Right now, Draisaitl will take a big face-off to the right side of Reimer against the Sharks' Stephen Lawrence. Draisaitl wins it. Oilers on the power play. Final minute of regulation. Nugent Hopkins to the man on the left. Now it's McDavid throwing it over to the right. A diving stop by Reimer. An incredible save from the right wing face-off circle. Leon Draisaitl can't believe that that shot that appeared ticketed for the net did not go in. And Reimer makes his biggest stop of the game.
Oh, my.
That was with only seconds remaining in regulation, and Reimer comes up big to force overtime. As I mentioned, the Oilers beginning the overtime on the power play because of a late penalty on Mario Ferraro were 4-on-3. They would be stopped a couple of times by Reimer, but they had 9 shots on goal in 4 minutes and 45 seconds. The problem is the last shot would go in. Erik Karlsson slips it over to Gregor, tips it toward the net. Oh, just wide of the goal. We're down to 20 seconds left in overtime. This could be trouble. A headman feed for Nurse. Getting back Karlsson. Moving in. Nurse shoots. Score. With 14.3 seconds left in overtime, Darnell Nurse, the most unlikely of heroes offensively for the Edmontonians, wins it 5-4. And another one to chalk up to the story of the Sharks season here in Edmonton tonight. Indeed, it was the story of the season. Final score, Edmonton 5, the Sharks 4 in overtime. 1 point doesn't matter for the Sharks. Edmonton gets an important 2 as they try to keep pace with the other teams that they're fighting against in the Pacific Division. One note of ignominy at the end of the night. This is the 31st game this season that the San Jose Sharks have had a lead at any point in the game and lost. And that ties an NHL record set by the 2005-06 St. Louis Blues. They've also lost 24 times after scoring first, and the record in the NHL also 24, also by St. Louis. So wow, a couple of tough little check marks at the end there for the Sharks record book. But that's the story of the year, isn't it?
It really is. There's so many things that happened tonight, Dan, that you just scratch your head. The disallowed goals to the ending of the game and losing in overtime again here, holding a lead at the end, you know, a power play over the glass for Mario Ferraro. Just, you know, things that you just can't believe. You know, you can't even believe that it would happen the way it happens. But nonetheless, Sharks with a terrific effort here tonight. We can't let that go and talk too much about some of these records that you want to forget about for the Sharks. You want to talk about that effort tonight. From the beginning of the drop of the puck to the end, they really gave it their all against a really good hockey team, again trying to fight to make sure they're going to stay in the playoffs, and they will. 88 points now for the Oilers. I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs, but good effort by the boys tonight.
San Jose's losing streak now is at 7 straight games. They are also winless in their last 6 in the series against the Oilers, while Edmonton now is 6-1 in their last 7 games overall. Final score, the Oilers 5, the Sharks 4. That's our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.